So,
hi. So I'm here today with Amanda Vernals, who is working with us here at the Centre for Integral Health, offering one-to-one yoga, mm-hmm. meditation, Reiki,
yeah.
affirmations.
Yes.
Anything else?
I think that's it for now.
Hi, Amanda. Yeah. How are you doing?
Hi, Ben. How are you?
You're a little bit nervous today, aren't you?
Yes.
This is your first radio interview, ever,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm totally nervous, completely.
Great.
But
so
it's good.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're going to do a fantastic job.
Yeah.
I promise you, it'll all be nice and easy.
Yeah.
So let's start with a little bit of really easy history. And tell me a little bit about what got you into doing kind of holistic work. What was your moment that kind of made you go, right, this is where I need to go now?
Okay, so I suffered really badly with depression, and I refused to take any sort of drugs from the doctors. Well, I tried them, and they just sent me very strange. I just used to stand by the radiator, not knowing what to do.
Wow.
And I thought, well, that's not really where I want to be going. I want to feel better. So I started to do yoga, and I took up my first Reiki degree, and I did meditation and did my affirmations, and over time I noticed that I felt better, and I was dealing with the things which made me have depression, I suppose, if you want to call it like that. And that's where it's helped. I'm here now doing this, and I'm happy, I'm dressed, I've brushed my teeth this morning, and I'm out, and I'm here.
And you're not stood by the radiator.
I'm not stood by the radiator going, what do I do? What is life?
Yeah.
You know, I know what life is, and I'm going there waving around.
And over what kind of time period for you? I mean, because, you know, we get a lot of people here at the centre with mental health issues, with depressions, with anxieties. And to hear a story where, without medication, you've transformed things. So what kind of time period do you think it took you to go from when you recognised that you weren't going to go the medication route, mm-hmm. and you started with the yoga and the Reiki, until you felt, you know, I'm in a fairly decent place now?
Gosh, if I'm really honest, I would say it's probably about maybe 7 years.
Sure.
'Cause I've dealt with a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And I think I needed that time to be tired, to sleep lots, and to heal, and to write down what I was feeling, and to release it, and to go through that whole process. It wasn't a fix. When I first started doing it, I was like, yeah, I feel great. Oh, no, I feel like something else has come up. I think only really this year is where I'm able to stand up and go, yeah, I'm Amanda Vernals. I'm here, I'm doing what I really want to do,
mm.
what my desire is in life, and what I feel I solely deserve. And nothing else matters, and I'm happy, and I'm focused, and I'm concentrating on what's really good for me.
Yeah,
yeah, it's not been a quick fix.
Sure.
Because I've wanted to delve deep.
Yeah, sure.
And release that, so I'm able to help other people.
Sure.
So.
But did you find that even, you know, kind of in the first year of doing the practice, that there were improvements?
Absolutely.
And, sure.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't even step out the door. If it was cloudy, I was like, no, it's going to rain. Kids were going to have to stay in. You know. Within a year, I was able to go out. I was not getting into fashion more, but I wanted to dress in the way which I wanted to dress,
sure.
instead of dressing dull and hiding away. And my health was better. I was being more of a better mummy because I was more there. Mentally, I was more there and interacting with them instead of sitting back and just being hazy with them. But yeah, absolutely. Yeah, within a year for sure. And then you just build on it. I think every year I've gone, yeah, I feel better. Yeah, I feel better. And then now, I'm Superman.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can see it. And for those of you that are going to be lucky enough to see the video version mm-hmm. of this when it comes down later on, you'll see Amanda's glowing and looking great and,
yeah.
and not stood by the radiator.
No.
So, you know.
No.
And I think it's really important for a lot of people that are entering into kind of the holistic sphere to have that honesty of recognizing that, yeah, you will feel better, there will be ups and downs, it's a process and it takes its time.
Absolutely, yeah. But because you've got your tools, you're able to go, if I've got a down day, I will go straight to my mat and I will do my yoga, I will do my meditation, and then I will do my Reiki. And I'll just speak positive things over myself. And if normally I feel absolutely awesome after that, and I've gone, yeah, it was just something, and I'll write it down, and then it's gone as a physical thing. It's gone. It's, you know, I'll go and bury it, and that's it. Because you can bury paper if you want to.
Yeah,
it might grow.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, but it's these tools that have made me, when I get a bad day, I've got them, and I can go and do that for half an hour. It doesn't need to be a long time. If you've got a long time, go and delve deep into it and write lots, but otherwise it's a half an hour little thing to do, just a flow and a meditation and a little bit of Reiki, and oh, that's it, you know. Yeah, you feel like your spirits have lifted. And
it's amazing, isn't it, that even a relatively short practice, a relatively simple practice, can create quite a profound state change.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I remember the one day, because you do get really quite silly thoughts when, well, not silly thoughts, but you do get thoughts that arise when you are in a depressed stage. And one day I was making my bed and I just wanted to go. I didn't want to be on the earth anymore. And I was crying, thinking, why am I having these thoughts? What is coming through? And I made my bed, I went downstairs and I got on my mat, because I think that was the most strongest time I've ever had those thoughts, and that was this year. And I got on my mat, I got down, I did yoga, I listened to music, and I really meditated really deep. I came out and I was like, oh, I feel better. And I wrote down what it was which was bothering me, and it was gone. And I felt silly, but it wasn't. It was just something that needed to be acknowledged, and I healed it. And yeah, and that was it. And it's the brain just gives like that thought, because it's the most quickest way of releasing, and it's the quickest way to get rid of stress. And that's all it is, it's just a thought that's coming from something which needs to be healed in the body.
And that's one of the beautiful things about things like yoga, things like meditation, is that they're curative, they're preventative, they're transformative.
Yeah.
And, you know, life keeps happening, doesn't it? It's not like we get it fixed and then it's sorted. Yeah. The fairy tale idea of happily ever after, that we get to a point, the challenge is over and it's all okay. Yeah, no, that doesn't work, does it?
No. So,
you know, I take it that you really recommend that we use these practices in that kind of preventative, curative, transformative way to keep maintaining our energy levels, our mental health, and then dealing with stuff as and when it arises.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about your yoga coaching now as well. So you offer one-to-one kind of tailored practice. So tell me a little bit about that.
So it's one-to-one, and what I like to focus on is the posture within the body and how we move from one pose to another, and protecting the spine and engaging the right muscles at the right time. So in say a year's time, you haven't got bad back pain or anything like that because you've been practicing yoga. Not in a bad way, but you know, without the correct way of waving the spine, because the body is fluid. It is a fluid movement, and I think it's really important to come from one pose to another instead of it being because it's not good for the muscles. It's just not.
Sure.
So I do tailor from one person to another, and it's also the yoga suits your chakras as well. So you can do yoga poses for chakras. So if you're experiencing anything within certain chakras, we'll do a course to help build that chakra up with the little poses, and then it'll be breathing, and I do a bit of meditation with that as well.
Yeah. I think that's one of the things that we don't often get clearly in certainly photography around yoga. And if you know, if we take Instagram as an example of that, there's lots of absolutely pristine, amazing photographs that are taken in like crazy spaces, And we see then yoga as this kind of static, frozen in time moment, rather than recognizing that the union is actually that body-mind flow of the whole thing. It's not one posture to another, but it's still that complete process as we go from start to finish.
Yeah, spot on. Yeah, you're right. You said it better than me.
Do you know, last night I went to the Yin Yoga class up at Yogalicious last night, and I realised it's actually 20 years almost to the month since I started practicing yoga.
Yeah.
So that was quite crazy.
Yeah.
So, you know, I relate a lot to the stuff that you're talking about here. And, you know, I really love the fact that we've now got somebody available here at the centre that can offer bespoke, tailored, focused one-to-one work.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you have a new client come to you for yoga, tell me a little bit about the discussion that you'll have with them about their kind of their goals and what they're looking for.
So first I'll ask and say, you know, what sort of physical problems are you having at the moment, or issues, or any sort of mental issues, or, you know, or ask the reason why have you come to me today. And they will normally tell me what's going on. let's just get to it. They will tell me what issues they've got or what problems, and I will cater for that. So it's what I do like to do is check their postures as well. I know I've been sitting hunched up today, a bit tense, but I do like to check their posture, make sure where they are and with their hips, and so we are working through that as well. What else to say? I might have to stop that.
So within this program that you offer as well, Amanda, is this something that's just suitable for people that already have an established practice, or is it suitable for beginners as well?
It's suitable for beginners and also people who have already got an established practice, just to see how they are with doing it and whether they're going through the movements nice and fluidly and protecting the spine. But I do like to work on foundations, you know, people who are complete beginners, so they know where they're going. So, you know, they come to me and they've already got that, right, my spine is here and I'm moving fluidly through there, and it's good to work with somebody who's completely new to it, really.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can put in the right little tools into their mind, and instead of them going, oh, well, this is that, and this is what they've showed me, they've got, well, this is how I am, how my shoulders should be, and, you know, not locking out too much, and their muscle memory as well is already locked in there, which I think is quite nice.
And I think it's important as well, I don't know if you agree, but I think a lot of people, when they go to classes, especially if the classes are quite large, the teacher might only get to see them for a few seconds in each posture if they're lucky, and they don't often get to establish a good practice and avoid some of the potential pitfalls that can lead to overexertion or injury.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I don't do big classes. Purely for that, and I know myself, when I've gone to classes or even fitness classes, I've hurt my back and I've hurt my legs and different muscles, because they can't keep an eye on you, and that's fine. Even they know that as well. That's just that practice. I think that's why I like to do the one-to-one, a group of maybe five, and we go through the movements nice and slowly. I don't want to rush people through them, so they know where they're going, and it's you can almost get that pose, not perfect, I don't like using that word, but so you know where you are and where you should be, and then you move into the next one and you can flow through feeling quite nice, and then the body responds to that as well.
And there's a very different feeling, isn't there, when you just work through the little bits of alignment and adjust, soften, focus, you know, and you help people just to realise all of the parts that are taking place within that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, suddenly that's that sense of...
Yeah, it's nice and it's relaxed, and your body does, it just releases. So then you're able to heal, and you also sleep better as well, because you've just had a nice gentle workout, or just, you know, something nice and fluid, which is good for the body. instead of just pacing it out and getting that heart rate up, you know.
And so to kind of continue on from that as well, one of the other things that you offer is meditation, tuition training. How do you like to term it?
So, I suppose I do. I teach meditation just purely to settle your mind, and with the breathing as well. It's so important to breathe into our tummies and down, because we don't use our tummies a lot, or even into the lower part of the diaphragm. And we can hold energy there. So with the meditation, I teach the breathing too. And the meditation is catered for the individual as well. I mean, some people might need sleep or focus, or to align your chakras. You can do that through meditation and colour therapy. There's so much to do there with meditation. I think it's just a massive, massive thing.
Sure. So tell me, you know, obviously busy mind is an easy one, but what other reasons would people choose to come in for meditation training?
So it can help with anxiety, which I've experienced quite a lot throughout my life since the age of 15. And meditation helps to slow that down and take that away. When you do the meditation during the in the morning and you learn to breathe, you're taking away your anxiety, and it helps, because you're already breathing, and breathing in the right way for you're getting the oxygen into your mind and into your blood, which is all really good, which is what we need. It also helps with phobias. I used to have a phobia of big dogs. It's now honestly actually gone. I just can't believe it. I'm with dogs, it's just like, oh hey, and I've gone, God, I'm not scared. And I've just gone, well, that's fine, it's gone. So whatever that was, it's gone. And that's, I think that is down due to just meditation and relaxing the body and releasing whatever that fear was. It's completely gone. There are lots of other things. So anxiety with the job as well, it can take that away. So we can visualise with the meditation that when you go into work, you are relaxed, you are calm, and your day is going right. So it's almost, you know, premeditating your day, you know. So it can really benefit with that as well, because we know work is quite stressful, or can be.
Sure.
So that's why we do the meditation in the mornings and things like that.
Yeah. I mean, and you're a working mum as well, aren't you? So so how does the meditation side of it help with you and your parenting?
Yeah, it really works, because parenting, I don't think it's easy these days with all of the technology of what we have. I just think it's a very, very different world to even when I was younger. So I meditate, I breathe, and I get the girls to do it with me as well. If they don't want to do it, I leave them to just do what they want to do. I won't force them into it. But it honestly, it does help. Go away, sit down, breathe, and just relax, and just tell your body to relax and just breathe into that meditation. I do meditate at night and during in the morning, and it does help. I notice if I don't do my practice, I'm a lot more tense. My anxiety comes back, and I do have panic attacks.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
So it's a consistent way of regulating your internal environment, caring for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So beautiful stuff to be able to do, and you know, and I think as well personally that actually having a teacher for meditation is essential at a number of stages during that as a developmental program.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just to have somebody to sit and reflect with, talk about how you're progressing with it, look at any resistances or blocks and so on.
Yeah.
And do you find as well with the girls, if they don't want to meditate but you do, are you able to kind of sit, do practice, and let them carry on? How are they responding to that?
They, if they really want my attention, they will end up fighting. and I have to give that up. I have to step away and go, well, that's it. And go and deal with the situation and take time and go, you know, and explain, you know, you're taking away something which is quite important to mummy to do for me to be my best version of myself with you and be a parent and be mummy.
Sure.
So let mummy do this or come in. But it's not, they don't always fight, but they will play around me.
Sure.
And Evie is more better. She'll come and sit, and she'll sit very, very close to me and meditate, or just sit there, just breathing, just doing.
Yeah.
Philly is more of the yoga one.
Really.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. And but, I have to say, I got a lot of respect for it as well, because you know I work with a lot of parents myself, mm-hmm. and I don't think enough mums prioritize self-care mm-hmm. in a way that's then modeling to the children
yeah.
that self-care is important.
Yeah, and explaining to the children why you do it, you know, it's just a very simple thing. This makes mummy happy, and it's nice to do something for mummy alone. Sometimes it's nice to do that alone without children there, you know, when they're in bed, and you can, because you can really relax into it. It's nice to go really deep into the meditation just to release and not feel so restricted into the body as well, because that, you know, we are vibration, so it's nice to feel that nice release. And it's good to explain with the children that it's also helpful for them to do it, because it helps them concentrate and it helps them relax. I notice Philly, when she does the yoga and the meditation at night before bed, she does drop off better.
Yeah, sure.
And she wakes up in a better mood in the morning, because I think school is quite stressful for children.
Yeah,
so it really does. Well, she's just happy. She's a lot more bouncier.
Sure.
Which is nice to see.
Yeah. And, you know, from my own story as well, my mum actually started taking me to self-development classes when I was about 15. And I know that made such an impact on my health, my life, my mm-hmm. well-being, that, you know, I love the fact that you've introduced this to your girls at such an early age.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything which I do, they do. And I teach them about the chakras and about the crystals. So they're now at the age where they can touch and feel things, and they know that if I've been cleansing my crystals, they know not to touch them. And I say, why? And they say, because my energy can go onto the crystal. And I'm just like, yes, that's amazing.
Sure.
Well done. Yeah.
So speaking of vibrations, let's move on to the other practice that you offer here, which is Reiki treatments.
Yes, Reiki.
So tell us a little bit about Reiki, and, you know, again, for you, its value, its benefit, and what you get from it, what people can get from it.
Okay, so Reiki for me, I think I did my first Reiki degree in 2012, maybe? Or I think it was 2010. And June Meager, my Reiki master, was just so simple. She said, it's just an intention. That's all it is. As long as your intention is positive, then you are helping the person in front of you and for yourself as well. But my Reiki practice is, I like to put colours into people, and I can really feel what's going on inside your body. I really do connect to everything in there. I think it's quite a high sense for me. It's one of my favourite things to do. I can see the colours, any blockages, any darkness, you know, within the colour vibration within the body. I can honestly see that and help you to heal yourself with removing that. But we start at the top of the head, and we draw in the Reiki symbols. And just, it's good to go, because every single physical body is different, and we will react different to the Reiki. So some people, their vibration is already quite high, so it's you can see the colours. I see the massive white chakra, the crown chakra. It's so bright. It's really, my practice has gone really crazy at the moment. It's like, wow, I can see your body. This is amazing. Shh. But we start off with the hands on the head, and then we move down the body. But really, it is to go where you feel the energy needs to go. And it's just connecting to the source up there and in through the top of the head, to the throat, to the heart, and light through the palms. It's really so simple. You just visualize a white light and drawing the symbols in with your palms. And it's just, it's a gentle practice, but it is a serious practice.
Sure.
Because you are dealing with other people's energies. Mm. And I think the most important thing is when you are practicing Reiki, that you keep your energy to yourself and their energy is theirs, in the positive light, and you just go with the flow, really. But it is a beautiful practice, and it's my favourite. I will start to write a book about the different things which I have seen with the different bodies of which I've practiced on. It really does excite my soul.
You heard it here first, folks.
There is going to be
colour work in Reiki, but coming from Amanda at some point in the future.
Yes, there will.
For anybody that's maybe not come across Reiki before or not tried it before, just nuts and bolts, when they're in a session, what's going to happen? What are they going to experience? You know, what's the physicality of it?
What you will experience is you will experience heat from my hands, most definitely, because they just heat up straight away, and that's just the conductive energy really just passing through. It's exactly the same as putting a plug into electric, and I'm the wire and you're the thing, whatever you want to be,
toaster, wizard,
you want to be, so that's all that is. And what you will feel is, well, I can't really say what you will feel, but what you can feel is you will feel either tingles, your body may go really warm, or you may go very cold, or you will feel, I've had a couple of clients where they can actually feel me putting in the colour through their body, and their bodies actually have moved through it, and it's only started to happen quite recently. And they said, I felt the energy go through the body. And I said, well, that's just because your energy is aware of what's going on. I said, that's a very good thing for yourself. Mm-hmm. So you can feel that, and that's a really positive thing if you can feel that. And you can feel anything and everything, really. I don't think anything's thrown out the bag, you know. You can cry, that's one thing. You can cry, you can release, you will get visuals inside your mind. You might get old past hurts arising. So they're the things that we will work together for you to overcome.
And other simple things as well. So people are fully clothed while they're
having treatment. Absolutely, yeah, fully clothed.
Seated or lying down.
Anything else, say no.
Sure.
Yeah, it's fully clothed. So you come in, it's hello, and we'll have a little chat to see how you feel at the beginning. And yet you pop yourself on a couch, the same as that you do when you have a massage, and a proper cover over you. You have a choice of whether you would like the chakra crystals or not. And yet you're always fully clothed. And I tell you when I'm about to start, and you take a nice deep breath in. I always start at the head, and I work my way down. We never go near the breast area or the genital area, if you want to call it that, as we stay scientific, because we don't really need to go there. So it's always at the top, and then it's the tummy, and then we go down the legs, and then we ground you on the feet. So we put the colour red in there and make sure your chakras are nice and aligned, nice, clear and healthy. What I do is I do weave a nice gold light in through the chakras and then up, so you're connected up but you're also connected down. It can feel very different, I suppose, when you wake up, because you've had your energies cleared.
Yeah. And duration, and kind of about
duration is 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And the session can take an hour and a half, simply because the chat before and the chat after.
Yeah.
And some people can wake up feeling just a little bit quite nice and a little bit slow, and I'm going to take it easy. And so we have a little chat and a little drink of water.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't see why anybody wouldn't want to come along and experience some of that with you, Amanda. Yeah. You really do have a beautiful range of practices there with the yoga, with the meditation, with the Reiki. And I can see how they really work as a beautiful synthesis with you as an individual as well. I've known Amanda for a little while now, and we follow each other on social media and stuff, so I get to see all of the cool stuff she does. So if people want to get in contact with you to learn more, so first of all, obviously, they can go through to your profile on the Integral Health website and Instagram as well.
Yes, I've got Instagram, so that's Om Mandala Spirit. Okay. So just very simple, that's all it is. Find me on Instagram
and Facebook as
and
well.
Facebook, yeah. Om Mandala Spirit on Facebook. Always message me through that. So then I keep a record of all my messages, because when people message me on my name, they can get lost. I've done that once.
So nice and easy. But obviously you can just link through to her profile as well on our website. And if you want to come and see Amanda, get in contact, get yourself booked in. And Amanda, thanks so much for coming in and talking to us today about what you do.
Thank you.
No worries. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.